Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, so good, the bad, and the dumb midweek here on a Wednesday. So let's get the good of the day.
Oh, well, sorry. I was reading too much on Molly here. But I'll try to divert my attention back to what is actually good.
4 minute steak champion.
Yeah. If you want some fun, look at some of the records she does. They have them all up on Wikipedia.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how you become a competitive eater.
Right.
Anyways, the good of the day. The Tour de France will go on.
Will it?
It will.
That's awesome.
Virtually.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They're doing it like on a Peloton bike.
They are doing it on a Peloton bike, and it will be broadcasted live just like NASCAR did with their races. Now, it's not all the racers. A couple of racers are getting together saying, hey, you know, we're missing it out. The Tour de France has been going consistently for 73 years. I think, you know, the last time there was a race stoppage was probably World War II.
Right. I got to tell you something. If I was a NASCAR driver, I would have totally done the iRacing thing. That looked like looked like fun.
Yeah.
This does not look like fun. I think I would say no to this. I don't think I would do this.
You don't think you would jump on a Peloton and ride 20 miles in your living room?
Yeah, for three weeks.
More than 20 miles, isn't it?
Yeah, some days it's really long. I don't think I would do this for three weeks.
Oh, come on. You're doing it for the love of the game.
No scenery, no.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't know.
I don't know if this is my thing.
Yeah, the race is usually 21 stages over a 23-day period covering 2,000 miles. I don't know if they're doing it all the way like that. I'm trying to figure out how much they're doing.
Yeah.
There's going to be 23 teams of male riders, 17 on the women's side. And, yeah, I think they're competing in, they're recreating some of the locations from the actual tour course.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it'll be something to see. I don't think it's going to be... They're not doing the 23-day, 2,000-mile course, or 21-day, 2,000-mile course. But there's going to be stages where they could be bike riding for up to 4 hours in their living room.
When I was in high school, I went to France for a month, I was an exchange student for the summer, but I was there for a month. But I was there from like late July through into August. But I had a friend of mine who was there. He was there during the Tour de France. And he was staying in one of the cities or towns that would get the tour on a particular day. The riders would drive right through the particular area. So he told me that he goes, it was awesome. He goes, you got up, my family and my French brothers and sisters, whatever he was living with, they all went, they parked, they hung out. Here come the bikers. Yay! There goes the bikers, and they left.
Yeah.
And that was like, that was
it? That sounds about right.
He goes, yep. He goes, everybody in the town does it. He goes, everybody does it every year. They have it. And it's a
so
lot of,
funny.
It's just a community, and they all get together, shake hands. Oh, how you doing, blah, blah. You know, they're all catching up with one another, have a little picnic, and here come the riders. Hey! And then bye. And then they leave. That's it. And then they move on. And I thought to myself, because, you know, I'm into that kind of thing where I'm into those kind of experiences. And I thought to myself, I think that would be kind of cool. Like, yeah, I think it would be kind of neat just to say you did that. You just went to see the riders zip past you and just wave them, and then that's it.
And it's quickly too, because they're all going like anywhere from 40 to 60 miles
you're right.
per hour.
So. They're not, you know, they're not waving back at you, right? They're just here they come, and then you leave. It's mostly a social setting. It's mostly like it's like a community where, you know, like imagine a festival, but for a few. I guess it's a couple of minutes because there's riders in the back that are way behind, and you get them all through. So you wave them all through, and then that's it. And then it's over. I thought, why not? Why not make a day out of it?
Man, if I was a rider and I didn't have anything to do, I'd probably hang out in the back and just make it worth their while. Like maybe do S's all the way down the road. Like, hey guys, it's me.
Yeah. Do little tricks.
Yeah.
Juggle while you're riding your bike.
Maybe just be on like one wheel.
You're like, I'm not Lance Armstrong. I'm not way up there. Yeah. Or Greg LeMond or whoever it was back in the day. Oh, God. That's so funny.
So,
well, all right.
Catch it out. NBC will air some of it.
That'll
so
be cool.
We'll
That'll be
fun.
NBC.
Sitting in their litter room riding Pelotons.
Real quick, if you are buying a, could you get the Tour de France program on your bike?
Well, I think now that once it's programmed, maybe you can.
Like if I would, you know, I wouldn't be able to do it. But let's say I was really into exercise bikes.
Yeah.
And I said, look, can I get the Tour de France like elevation and route and you know, like, can I do that?
Yeah.
Like, you know, does
it show up on the video screen? Because that's what I want.
Yeah. Can it show up on the video screen? Like, can I feel like a little, not quite virtual reality, but somewhat virtual reality?
Or
like,
what if you could plug something in and have it be a virtual reality headset?
Yeah. Can I do that?
Because you're on a bike. I mean,
that's not bad. Yeah.
You know,
I got to be honest with you. That would be kind of interesting. I wouldn't mind doing that.
I think I would get a Peloton if that was the case.
If that was the case, I'd probably dive right into the Peloton world.
Yeah.
If I could do that, that sounds like kind of fun. All right. Well, maybe we got to talk to the people who are smarter than us to invent that.
Well, we always come up with great ideas.
I know, but we
don't do anything about it.
Exactly. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. Okay, we talked a lot about Liverpool winning the Premier League, right?
We did.
And it's very great that they did. And
yay,
we're excited
Liverpool.
For Liverpool.
Right.
Runners up, Manchester City. Have a game against Liverpool coming up soon. I can't remember what Manchester City's part is like. What their stadium is called. I can't remember what it is. It doesn't really matter. But they will hold an honor guard? A guard of honor.
Okay.
For the champions, Liverpool. So basically, because there's no fans, when they come into the stadium, they will pretty much allow Liverpool to have a parade in their stadium.
They will.
And the reason why I'm saying this is bad is because I'll paint the scenario for you. Say this is the Yankees, right?
Right.
Giving a parade to the Red Sox for winning the World Series in 2004.
That would never happen.
Or let's take another. Let's say Alabama says, Auburn, great job in the Iron Bowl. We will allow you guys. We will sit there. We will clap. We will hold our helmets up high for you as you walk around our field.
Oh, God. I can only imagine the outrage that. That wouldn't.
Yeah. I would understand if it was like a last place team, like, hey, we need some publicity.
Yeah.
But Manchester City, they've won it the last 2 years. They were the runners up.
What's prompting this? Is there.
Just their coach, Pep Guardiola. I guess he's thinking it's a good gesture because Liverpool hasn't been able to really celebrate. You know, there's no duck boat tour in their future.
By the way, has Sir Paul McCartney weighed in on Liverpool winning the...
I don't know if he's a Liverpool fan.
Is he a Liverpool fan?
I don't know if he is.
I thought he would be, but maybe he's not.
We just assume that because that's where
we are.
From,
we are massively assuming that, right? Yeah, but that may not be true.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems wrong for
it does seem wrong.
A runner-up team.
Look, I don't mind coronavirus changing some of the way we think, but let's not change everything
we
think.
Would the Cavaliers, were they going to throw a victory parade for the Warriors in Cleveland?
Right, yeah, right, no.
You know, that's kind of what we're talking about here, kids.
Yeah, I don't like this idea at all. I think there's some things need to remain
It's one
the
thing
same.
To, say, hey, congratulations, well done. And just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you
do.
Yeah,
that's all you need to do. You don't need to let them, throw a parade in your stadium before a kickoff.
Without question. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
This one's going to strike you hard.
Yes.
MTV is dead.
Is it?
Yes.
What happened?
They released their 4th of July programming, right? Aside from 1 half hour of television on MTV this weekend. 1 half hour. So we're talking, I'll paint this for you. In a 72-hour window.
Right.
Okay, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They have 1 half hour that is dedicated. I want to figure out what, I'll just let you know what the show is. It's called Fresh Out, full hour of Fresh Out Playlist. That's happening at Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Other than that, Friday from midnight all the way till Sunday till midnight, the following, you know, leading into Monday, they're showing you nothing but ridiculousness. That TV show, Ridiculousness?
Oh, I don't know anything about that show. What is that?
It's a TV show where they have like three people looking at funny clips and they all just kind of comment on it.
Oh, really? That doesn't sound fun.
72 hours of ridiculousness.
My friend posted on Twitter that like last weekend they showed the first episode of a first season of Real World.
Yeah,
was that a marathon that they were doing?
I think so. Here, I'm sending you the tweet right now. I'm just texting it to you, Tony, so you can see their programming clock, their schedule. Everything in orange is that TV show Ridiculousness.
So, is there a reason why they're doing that? Did they announce? I don't know.
I don't know if it's...
Or is this just laziness?
I think it's just lazy. I think they don't have anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at all this. I mean, they're doing like a rerun of... On Thursday, they're doing a reruns of Jersey Shore. I mean, they have no original programming at
I just
all.
Haven't had any... I just haven't had any... I haven't found MTV. I don't even know where it is on my channel surfing. Like, yeah. I haven't seen MTV in forever. I've stumbled across it a couple of times.
And it just, the reason why I said it, it hurts you and I specifically, you know, anyone of our generation, MTV was everything.
It was the reason I wanted cable outside of ESPN.
Yeah.
It was the reason I was jealous of my friends who had cable, as cable hadn't come to our small town yet.
And the TV shows, they were innovative. I mean, once, you know, yeah, they moved away from music videos, but they still showed music videos.
I've done this. I was talking to some young people about this the other day. I was telling them how the first Real World, which was the first reality television, I said, you guys have to understand, because you guys all grew up with reality TV being kind of a prominent entertainment option.
Yep.
The first Real World was the first time we saw something like that, and it was amazing. Like,
yeah.
Try to imagine if you didn't grow up. Like, it's hard because your whole life is reality TV.
I mean, and honestly.
But we saw it and went, wow, there's a camera guy? These two kids are arguing in the street, and there's a camera guy, and they're just filming it.
Or it was these people are our age, and they really act like that.
Yeah.
They're really, I mean, this girl from Alabama, where was
Julie from Alabama.
Julie from Alabama.
That's
She's
right.
She's really that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right. You talk about
it might have been one of the greatest race arguments I've ever seen on television in my life.
Yes.
Kevin from New York against Julie from Alabama. it was, and in 1990, what was it, 91, 99, I don't remember what year it was. It was mesmerizing television. Remember the second year they threw a guy off for playing with, like, he was trying to tug a blanket off a girl?
Yep.
And they accused him of
92.
Rape? Yeah, 92. They accused him of practically raping her?
Yep.
And he was like, what? And they kicked him off the show.
Just booted him.
They just kicked him off. He was like a comedian. He was like a stand-up comedian. And they kicked him off the show. Everyone was laughing and playing around. He was trying to tug a blanket off a girl who was in her underwear. And he was trying to take the blanket off. Everybody was playing in the house. But then it all got serious and it got real. And he had to go. He had to go. And they kicked him out. And we would just sit back and go, this is incredible. This is incredible TV. No, now, nothing. There's nothing. They don't have anything.
MTV doesn't put out anything anymore.
I know.
It's like they've just stopped trying. And it's I mean, it's disheartening.
It is disheartening.
That's why I said MTV is dead. When you look at this programming clock where they used to dominate, they had Summer Beach House. They had this.
That's right.
Why they don't pull out those reruns, I don't know. Just
remember how popular Pauly Shore was on MTV? Like, I mean, his mother owned the Comedy Store, but he was a household name for young people because the Weasel was on TV at spring break.
I mean, so many people.
He was incredibly popular.
You know, and then you used to see those, like, the Summer Beach House or Spring Break, and you're like, I want to be there. Yep. I need to go.
And it didn't matter. Like, they had Headbangers Ball. They had Yo! MTV Raps. And whatever music you liked, MTV had a show for you that you could watch. If you liked heavy metal, there's a show. You like rap, there's a show. You just like pop songs with a cute beat like Tiffany and Debbie Gibson, they had a show for you, too.
So this is, if you have... If you're into viral videos and streaming YouTube 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, This weekend's for you, then.
This weekend's for you. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Wednesday as we continue with Wake Up Call.